but we're going up another thing, so we'll see. Okay. I'm gonna take a look at the last list of to-dos that we have and see if we're gonna be knocking at the door for projects. All right, so the big thing we have to review is the planning board stipends, the board of health stipends, municipal light board stipends, right? Those are the three.
Well, there was library, planning board, school committee.
She pulled library out in this one you're looking at. We have to decide if we're in favor of that or not. Those are part of the finance committee.
Right.
So let's start with the library, since she pulled it out. Thoughts?
I'm not comfortable with going from a stipend to, a healthy stipend to nothing. I'm just not. You know, we talked about what the, kind of the purpose of these stipends are. And I think FinCom was right that it, you know, has to do with, you know, continuing education or certifications, how hard it is to do that job, and are they hard to fill? But I also like to look at the stipends as somewhat of a token of appreciation, and I don't know if that's inappropriate to do, but to go from a stipend to absolutely nothing, it just doesn't sit all that well with me.
Will?
I feel there should be some compensation. And it's not a, you know, 0% of her job.
So for ones that don't have a stipend now, would you recommend we put them in? Other than the finance committee, because they refuse theirs.
Right, they refuse theirs. It's another conversation.
Right.
And it's not like I'm trying to be fiscally irresponsible or, you know, if they need to come down, that's fine. And we can rebalance them out. But to go from something to nothing, I just don't like it.
So that $875 is that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not.
Well, it says the library trustee chair. Right, so we have members, so we have the chair, and then we have two members.
So it's really divided by three.
So
$375 for the chair,
$250
for both members.
And then, right.
It's not a huge amount of money.
No. Well, it's not going to be that crazy if you get rid of it, but I do see what you mean.
What happens to stipends that are refused?
They'll get flushed out through the free cash process at the end of the, or unless they have to pay for something else. But yeah, it goes through the final close out of the year.
Okay. Well, I guess that poses another question of, if the finance committee technically has stipends but refuses them, why are we budgeting for other stipends that are refused?
Because that changes every year based on who's, you know, holding the position.
So then shouldn't the finance committee still be in here?
Finance committee, I don't think technically does have stipends.
No, they do. Don't.
Right. Because they made a determination as a committee to not have, they recommended no finance committee stipends, period.
Okay, I see now.
Whenever that happened, a couple of years back.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like they existed for however many years they didn't have them.
Well, they did have them for a while, and then they didn't have them, and then they did, and then they did. And now they don't.
They don't want them.
Yeah.
I'd like to just make a comment, a little bit of history, for I don't think any of you know this, but several years ago, when there was a big furor about this town possibly going into receivership.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember people shaking their fists and blah, blah, blah. But that year, no matter how horrible the budget was, the stipends got doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about going to nothing. Well, mm-hmm. They went from one thing to double that in one, just 1 year. So keep that in mind when you're deliberating.
Well, we're taking the Finance Committee's recommendation and
deliberating. Yes, that's what we want, is you to open up a dialogue with yourselves and look at them critically.
Right.
We're not saying maybe zero them out, but take an honest look at the budget, resources, and these stipends.
Right. So, you know, I still don't know. I wish you guys, did you have the paperwork that was done back when you figured out the last process for which stipends were determined?
The paperwork, I guess you could call it that, it was determining how many times the committee meets.
Right, and level of education, I remember that. And I don't remember all the rest of it, but right. Did you meet once a month or twice a month? Or right, I remember that piece of it. But so at that point in time, like a board like the ZBA, since that was it's basically an on-call board, right? They show up when they have to. We just decided if it was something like that, they weren't going to get a stipend.
We did a media center around collection of contributions for other towns.
Yeah.
I looked at those, and a number of them paid their stipends based on exactly that. If they met, they got something. If they didn't, they got nothing.
Right. But they had to budget for it, something.
I assume they did. But
and then it would wash out as free cash, right?
General fund. But the thing is, they didn't get paid just for being there.
Yeah. No. Point. A good point. Yeah. got it.
Bubble of positivity.
That's right. Oh. So I would like to, my thought is, if we go back, if we plug back in what we have,
yeah, I found this chart a little confusing.
So if we put in the like library trustee, if we're thinking that we really feel there should be something for the library trustees, of which there's three, I guess I don't really know if there's more work for the chair of the library than there is the rest of the members.
It's probably just the agenda posting. I know that they do do that because when they've canceled, they've come into my office. Like, can you post this on the
board? How often do they meet? Anybody know?
Pretty regularly. There's almost always an agenda on the board for them. I don't know what power they have over like the spending. They have things in the library. I know they meet regularly.
Well, I'm not recommending any increase, but I would say we pull it back over and put it in and level fund and see where we are and keep it as a question mark.
Okay.
That works.
Okay.
All right. And then right above that is the Board of Health.
Right, I was just about to say.
I was tasked
with learning some more information about kind of what the requirements are. And I got information directly from FERCOG that the requirements are actually like 34 hours worth of training for any person who serves on Board of Health that is required by the state. I did pose a follow-up question saying, well, what happens if they don't do it? What does that mean?
Is that annually or just a one-shot deal?
It's, I think, a one-shot during your term is what I think I understood that to be, if you're going to serve as. However, in addition, there is almost an endless amount of trainings and meetings that our Board of Health representatives can attend, which only help keep our residents safer. They're not required, but as Phoebe has said in her email, they are very important. It's very important information that is acquired by the Board of Health to
help guide us through any public emergencies and we're gonna work together as a region. So that's what I have learned thus far.
So they just, the finance committee said status quo for Board of Health. So that's what you have in here, so that's what we're gonna keep.
What about then, do you wanna put the COA chair stipend back in there?
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me, that just the chair gets stipend. That doesn't make any sense to me, I don't know how that came about.
And why is that, why is that getting paid at the senior center coordinator's salary line? Or stipend line?
Cause how many?
There's five of them.
There's five of them?
Just a question, not a question either direction.
They do, they meet monthly.
They do.
Usually for a couple hours. Actually, it's pretty enforced.
Yeah, I can't keep going just a person getting some $250 and the rest getting nothing.
It doesn't make sense to me either, because I think it takes a group effort to pull off the programs that they're pulling together.
I could reach out for feedback from the board and ask them what their thoughts are.
I honestly don't even know if it's taken right now.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense.
I don't.
I bet.
I'm trying to think back. I don't think she takes it.
I think we just pull it out. And then planning board. That's the other big one, right? Planning board.
And then I'll be chair.
Oh yeah, the school committee too. So planning board. Planning board. Looking at the positioning, the importance of the planning board and the number of times there should be meeting and the amount of work that should be happening, I mean, I think there should be a stipend. Now, just because there's challenges, I don't know that that currently, I don't know that that is the reason. This is where I ask the question, are we looking at the position or the composition of, right? And I think you have to budget for the
position.
All that being said,
we did write a $250 check for COA chair.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't know on this one. It's hard for you to say anything.
Yeah, I have to abstain. Totally abstain. Got my own feelings.
Does the planning board meet? I can ask you these questions since you're on it. Does the planning board meet regularly, regardless of whether there is some type of change that you're looking at making?
We do now. We didn't originally, but we do now. We meet monthly. Second Wednesday of the month. for me first. Fire Association one, and this is the other.
And I think the planning board should be meeting monthly. But if you had all your bylaws up to date, you know, if everything, if zoning was up to date, at some point you probably wouldn't need to unless something came down the pike. It'd be one of those things like the ZBA, there someone would have to fill out some type of an application. So then you could talk about like what Bob said and say, well, you budget for it, but if you're not meeting, if there's no reason to have a meeting for a period of time, then you would hope that the people weren't taking their stipend.
Then again, there is also the fact that we have to have a planning board delegate with FERCOG, and they're supposed to go to the monthly meetings, they're supposed to give monthly updates to the planning board.
So I mean, there is something to be said about the planning board meeting on a monthly basis. Again, we can't control that because it's an elected board. We can make recommendations as a select board. And we do control the budget, so we could very well say that the budget's gonna remain with the expectation that there's, you know, that there is a monthly meeting that happens on a regular basis, and that's how one gets their stipend. Because there is this monthly meeting that's taking place, and the chair should be taking more responsibility to host the meetings. If there isn't a clerk, the chair could have much more responsibilities to make sure that meetings are posted properly and that it's not defaulting onto another department's coordinator or clerk. So
minutes. Minutes too.
And minutes, right.
Which
so
can be time consuming.
I'm not opposed to level funding it. I say with some hesitation. Or to come down a little bit, I don't know, come down a little bit with the difference between the members and the chair. I don't know that it makes that much of a difference.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, or if we feel like it should come down some, right, 300 to 200.
Yeah, 1,100 versus 1,375.
That's just some of my feelings. You gotta agree or disagree and give your feelings, Elisa, because Will really can't.
Right. Is there a charge written for our planning board?
Oh, it wouldn't be something we write.
Right, it comes from the state.
It'd be the job, right.
Right, it comes from the state. The
job description?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot to do in the coming years.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. I think we level fund, but not even walk down the road of trying to.
At this point, I would level fund.
Okay. All right. School committee.
And MLB.
MLB.
Oops, sorry. Well, let's do school committee real quick. Now,
this is a position that
takes a lot of time, is extremely
really hard to
burdensome.
Thank you.
Right, and it's hard to fill.
You gotta travel, and it's extremely hard to fill.
And we only have one. So.
So I think it's just whether it's the person, each member is 1,000 or 1,500. Or 1,200, 100 bucks a month.
Let me see what we did pay last year.
There, right, because there's two positions.
Yeah.
Or is it actually three positions?
No.
I was confused with my notes.
Oh, that's right. It's whether
three.
It's three with,
tech.
Oh, right, because of tech.
Yeah. We're supposed to have more than that.
And you have two right now, one for tech and one.
One and one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we paid 1,000 last year.
So it's $1,000 a person. I'd say it stays that. I wouldn't drop it.
Wait, how is it $1,000 a person?
Because it's $3,000.
There's three spots, we only filled two.
Maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot.
You can't look at that one, that's all right.
$3,000.
I'm just looking at the budget.
Yeah, that's the FinCom, you gotta look at the actual, the color form.
Because they're saying two positions.
Trying to work off their notes, sorry.
Two positions, because there's two current people.
Thank you, looking at it, yep.
But there's three positions.
Got it.
So each person gets $1,000. So there should be a minimum right now, $1,000 remaining, unless somebody opts to not take it.
Okay.
So I don't think that should change.
Nope.
And municipal lights, we see the lights, where are they?
About, in the middle of the chart, oh, we're looking at the real data here. Municipal.
I think one year they didn't take their stipends.
MLB?
School committee.
Oh, I'm sure they.
And it rolled over, so there's actually still $3,000 in the account.
Well, it should have, that's gotta be an error.
It gotta be.
Because it doesn't roll.
Monthly stipends, here we go.
True.
Washes.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's a journal entry.
Under culture, last page, culture and recreation, second from the bottom. MLB stipends, 2017.
I didn't reach out to Art, I meant to ask him on Friday, Robin, and it slipped my mind.
All right, so that pot of money is $2,750, and that's broken down now? Everybody gets the same amount?
No.
$750.
$750, sure, yeah. $500 members.
Oh, yeah.
$750 for the chair. And then how many members are there?
Four.
Four.
Four members.
So that's $2,750.
And they get.
This question, why is it under cultural and recreation? I mean, it's basically utility, in a way, it's seems sort of like an odd.
I feel like it should go under general government, but. Or miscellaneous.
I mean, it's just a.
Yeah, it's just one like a pocket there, I guess, kind of like the boards.
Board's clerk under. Under the buildings.
What's my feeling? So last week I was questioning where this should be, I now believe it's in its proper place, that it should be in the town's budget, based on general law. I did research it.
A stipend, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's my feeling? So, well, this is a tough one, because there is, there is a group of people, I mean, the town, so the municipal light board is overseeing the business that the town owns, right? That the town has this business, and they're saying, I want these people to take care of this business. And I guess in this process, the town, or at least the voters, get to decide if they want to pay through a stipend those people to take care of their business. So if we put it there, that's what we're basically saying to the voters. You have a business that you've paid to create, and you've voted to have these people run your business. Do you want to compensate them in any way to run that business? And this is the amount we've put out there, and if you don't want to, then vote it down. That's one way of looking at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In simplistic terms, how's that?
Mm-hmm.
Bob does have his.
Comment?
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
That board was voted in is completely independent of the town. My question is, why do we pay that board? The town has no control over it, it's right in the warrant article.
Well, you do in who you, the way you have control is to go to the meetings, voice your issues, or non-issues, just
you have no
communicating. You have no leverage other than voting them in or out.
So,
the same thing as the select board.
I think there's more leverage on the select board than they're independent. I mean, it's in their charter.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, in principle, you answer to the voters. They don't answer anybody, as far as I can see.
Well, no, they're supposed to.
So they should be answering to the voters.
What?
They should be answering to the voters because the voters.
Well, they
the
should
one,
be, but
right?
They don't have to. I mean, look at Congress. They don't answer to the voters.
And yet we pay them. And yet we pay them.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't pay them.
Well, I think that that's what I'm saying, that if people that are coming to vote don't think they should be paid, they need to say that at the meeting. They need to echo that at the meeting so that people have an opportunity to agree to that or not.
I guess what continues to confuse me is they were created as a separate entity and yet we pay them. That, to me, that doesn't make any sense. If someone can explain that to me, I'll shut up. So far, they haven't.
Yeah.
I would
and
only
I don't think that can be answered tonight, but I'm just laying it out there as a some food for thought.
Well, one thing I would say is you're not wrong. However,
I don't know.
However, they also turn over all the profits to the town.
Except what they pay the manager, a job that was supposed to go away after the bill hole.
I'm just telling you,
okay.
All the profits that are generated,
all
the profits that are generated by the broadband in town, with the exception of what's needed to run the business,
mm-hmm.
gets turned back to the town. So it's not like we're operating our own bit. Well, I say we. It's not like the business is being operated totally independent and we make money and go to Florida every year.
Well,
you know what I mean? So if you look at if you look at the amount of money that gets turned back to the town versus the amount of money that's paid in stipends, you're making out of the deal.
Except for that one point.
I'm just
Well, I mean, technically, so general law states that the town creates the board, and if there's a board in place, the board hires and manages, well, puts in place the manager, and then if there's a board, the manager answers to the board, and all of that would be different if there wasn't a board and it fell on the select board, because all of that does not have the board, the municipal light board does not have to exist. It can be the select board or the whoever the head of a certain town is, because all towns are different. But so when the town decided to have a municipal light board separate from the select board, they made their decision to create an entity through the voters' vote. So that's why I'm not saying, I'm trying to just put this out there. I'm not giving my personal feelings on this at all. What I'm just trying to say is, this is how I make it work in my head, is that following just the law and how things were created, and then following the integrity of the decisions made by the taxpayers along the way,
mm-hmm.
I see that it's, unless I have something that tells me to eliminate what has been put in place by the voters, I have to continue to put it there, allowing the voters to say, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying what I would say either way, because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just like doing that.
You have the authority to do away with them.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I feel like that's what I just was saying in that.
My point, which I would beat to death, doesn't interest me. is that when this whole thing was established, that the manager job was supposed to go away at the end of the build-out. And there's how many people on the MLD?
Five.
Five. And I can't believe that whatever the manager does can't be done by those five people. And instead of paying him $13,000 to $15,000 a year, which could go back to the town to pay off the note.
So I think that's a point, that's a good point. And again,
it's food for thought. I know
I think that if people
here,
right, but I think if people really do believe that or have that as a strong feeling, that that should be taken up with the municipal light board.
I
completely believe that.
So I don't know what they even do, really.
The board?
Bailey. I don't know what he does on a daily basis.
Who?
Bailey.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, I don't know what's in his job description,
yeah,
so I can't vouch for it.
You know, so that's a whole interesting piece.
I don't know.
Because originally the manager was hired when the board, the municipal light board, was the select board.
Mm.
Right? And
well,
then.
It makes sense to have one, I think, but I just don't know what
the. And it was a much bigger. Well, that was in the creation of the plant.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of requirements at that point in time when we were building it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least that's what I was told. So, and
that's
I believe
correct.
It. So,
that's
I
correct.
Mean, yeah, I mean, I believe that. So, again, I can only speak on what I am told and what I believe from what I see. And then at some point in time, the amount of funds being put into that position was going to decrease, and I don't know if
and
that
it did.
It did,
oh, yeah,
right?
The hours decreased,
yeah.
And the amount
right.
decreased after
so,
the build was completed.
Right. So that. That was in response to the fact that those hours were no longer needed because the build was complete, the build that was complete, or as close as possible. So now the only way to really know how many hours or what is being done is through the municipal light board, who the plant manager is supposed to be answering to. So there is a chain of which people are supposed to answer to each other. And since I assume that Bailey or whoever it is goes to the meetings, there is some reporting that's happening there. And then what has fallen short in the last year or so, and we were really good at it before, but we'd like it to be better this next year, is the communication to come back where the municipal light board comes to the select board. And I think what that does is it helps just everybody come together. At the end of the day, both the select board the select board who's trying to manage the town is supposed to be working hopefully in concert with the municipal light plant, whether it's the manager or the board, right? There should be continuity. There should be understanding. And this last year was a transition. They got a new person. They got Bailey, right? You always have new board members coming in and out, cycling in and out. So you come out, the main person went from Sheila to Bailey. Bailey had to learn, and now you'd hope moving forward that continuity can come back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we can plan to have 2 times a year meetings instead of, oh crap, we didn't have a meeting, we need to, you know? So,
yeah.
My feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is always good.
So, yeah. And I think that, because both entities are supposed to be working in the best interest of the town. That's my feeling. So that's a long answer to my belief, now that I've talked myself in and out and around it,
mm-hmm.
is it should be level funded and let the voters decide. And should people stand up and question it? And the finance committee can do this. I mean, my feeling is if there are concerns from the finance committee's point of view, that those should be brought up at the meeting and give people the chance to have those conversations.
I think it's just me.
No, I don't.
No, it's not just you.
It's not just you. Because your group voted a big old goose egg.
I don't hear it from anybody else, so.
Well, I don't think so, because I think your full finance committee voted zero. So there's others that feel
the same. I'm talking specifically about the manager position.
Oh, well, but that comes up, so, well, yeah. No, it doesn't.
You know, I've never heard that, and I'm not disputing
point.
You. I'm not disputing you at all.
I know,
I've never heard that. I would love to
see. We can talk later.
Yeah, I would love to see that, because if it's true, then it needs to be addressed.
Well, my recollection is that it's in the Warren article of the year that we voted the MLB and the ML man, the manager in, was in there, that that job was supposed to end, it was supposed to be finite.
Yeah.
And I, if I'm wrong, I'll be crow, but I don't think I am.
No. I think if it's true, it should be addressed.
I will have a terrible night, though, I can see that.
All right.
My goodness.
Okay. So we're gonna level fund it.
Yep.
For now. Is there another one?
I think that was all the stipends.
Oh, good.
That headache.
Me too.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done this yet, team, so we have to do it. Now you can make all those updates and we'll see where we're.
Yeah, and then you guys go talk about me.
Oh, we're gonna talk about you.
I'm still probationary.
Well, we have to, right, so let's.
Where are we?
If we have time next week, let's start a half hour earlier. What do you think about that, everybody? We'll do a quick little. Quick little meeting for you to get that done. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We'll
that work
agenda.
For you? Is that all right, Lisa?
Yeah, we're on dad duty.
It's fine. Doesn't make any difference, honey.
I'm just saying, you're on call.
Whether you start at 4:30 or 5, I'm on call.
That's okay.
So we're not a half hour later.
Okay.
And we're not going to need a half an hour, but we'll get something else in there too.
Right.
We can knock out some other stuff. So.
Right.
Okay. All right. And technically, next week is FinCom meeting, so it's really a budget meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll just do
I feel like it's kind of all the same.
I know, it's changed
now.
Greatly. Yes.
Yeah. Because the FinCom's
okay.
Available and not available.
But and is finance even available next
not
week?
Not until the 31st.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, we have Ned and Bob.
So then it's not a FinCom meeting next week.
And Ned.
Yeah, Ned and Bob.
It's almost
well,
a quorum.
We still have to
yeah,
decide.
Exactly.
We gotta get this knocked out.
Yeah, we do,
yeah.
Because then
yeah.
You're going for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't.
We're doing our part. We'll be fine.
That's why I said to
no panics. Too. We're so close.
So they're not available until the 31st. So this turns into.
We're going to have this thing nailed down by the time they have to come. We'll be able to send this out to them after the next meeting and find it. Are they meeting before they meet with us on the 31st? Mia, do you know? Do you guys?
We're meeting the 26th and. What's the second day?
The 31st. With
us.
With us. Yeah, I know, it's that day, but even before then, I'm thinking there could be a FinCom meeting.
So the 24th is next Tuesday, our meeting, and then the 26th is obviously Thursday.
Yeah, so we meet then, and I guess the question is whether we meet Monday before the 4th.
So it'd be really good to get them the Article 3 pretty wrapped up. After our meeting next week.
We should be able to.
Yeah.
There's very few questions.
Because they're
going to
want to see it and talk about it and hopefully even vote on it that night if they can. We're going to be pretty close to sending off something that's with the explanations for why we either accepted or didn't accept, and I can work on that.
It's like a separate document?
Yeah, I can do, if we get close, I can do a quick email out just to like, why, you know, what some of our philosophies were. Of course, two of them I've already heard of, about stipends and some of those other things, any changes we've made, why we made them.
Okay.
So that I can help with that part.
Okay.
They like to have that so they're quick on their meeting. And then they can argue back if they want on the 31st or not.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And the warrant, too, we're pretty close there. I don't feel like we're way off. We just have to really be able to look at where we are in the budget and see what we have to do with the rest of free cash.
Right. That's the biggest thing. And that'll
right.
be a joint finance.
Okay. And then after we meet next week, we, with you, Mia, we can figure out what
that
line looks like. And so just one last thing that's coming up later on the agenda, which we could bump up right now, when you pull it back there, is the office assistant position. So that's going to be staying on here because we're going to be hiring, most definitely. So that's staying on. And we're actually going to be posting for that now.
Yeah, I don't think there was really a formal posting last time that I can find.
It had to be one.
I'll ask him about tomorrow morning.
So in the budget, we have the salary for
right, so
office
that,
assistant.
So and that would start with the new fiscal year.
Yeah, but we're going to post for it now.
Okay.
To see if we can fill it before. Because she needs help.
Okay.
She needs extra time, or she's not going to be able to make it through.
Okay.
If we can find somebody.
Yeah.
Because I think you've come up with some, you know, general filing and helper typing up things and that type of thing. If we could fill that position, we have the money budgeted for this year. So if we could actually fill it sooner than later, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Either way, yeah. I mean,
and if you can't,
probably
if we don't,
won't fill it until the new fiscal year.
Well,
we can try.
Post it, right.
Yeah.
Because we have the money.
Okay. Good. What grade is the town coordinator position?
That's a good question. I just tried to figure that out, and it doesn't fit into any of last year's grades.
She had 18? No.
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 No. That's what Mia is. Is an 18.
That's what I'm asking about.
Oh,
coordinator.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the.
No, town coordinator.
The assistant.
No,
oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about
yeah.
this. I'm talking about
it should be
a specific.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, how can I beat that off? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I might. Oh boy, that's a lot of papers around there.
What subject are we doing?
What is the office assistant?
Grade.
Grade.
I can tell you that one too.
Did
I get through my lot of papers?
I don't think I have that
open
with me.
Four.
Right here. Office assistant.
Oh, is it on that sheet?
Yeah, it's mid grade four.
And I do have that.
Yeah,
2025. Oh, great, because we just talked about that.
Right. I'm gonna add a column to the salary sheet that has what grade it is.
That would be great.
Yeah. So the only reason I know is because I'm cross-referencing the FY26 grades, which I shouldn't have given to you guys, but.
Well, I was taking your little chart from that you.
Well, yeah, that's
I
why I was cross-referencing the three.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That makes sense to you?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm good, thank you.
Yep. All right. So that's the budget. Lease agreement, next steps.
Which one?
I guess we get Hilltown Youth first.
Okay. Do we have that?
Not since the last one. I mean, once I remove those edits, which I plan on doing before the end of the week, just send it to Jonathan. Are you guys good with that? And then he can get his edits back to us and we'll just go from there.
I'd like to see it before it goes to Jonathan.
I'm not adding any more.
We're not adding anything. It's just taking stuff out.
Just taking the markups out.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so like rather than having a strike through, I just actually remove it.
Yes.
Yeah, but I had some feedback on some of that, and that's when I stopped. I couldn't do it here because Robin had already done it.
Oh, and I was supposed to.
Send it.
So if you can just make those edits and send it out, and we just have one day edit before you send it to them. That's it.
So there was just a couple of, you know, I'll just email you.
Yeah, just email me the edits, and then then I'll just, or the comments.
Right, because you were set with your comments.
I think so.
And so forth, and Will, did you have a chance to look at it, or if you had anything to say about Jonathan's lease?
No.
Yeah, I had a couple, they were little itty bitty doodles.
Yeah, definitely, if you just send me what they are, I'll.
Okay, let me send myself an email to do that.
Add them in there and send to Jonathan.
Okay.
And then Valerie's?
Yeah, so I had sent you guys a draft on Saturday.
Which I have here.
I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at it. There were a couple of,
you did.
Yeah, there were a couple of questions, one of which I think me and I answered. But I just have to finish writing this review. Send edits to the, if I don't send myself an email, it'll never happen. Okay. And let me pull that up. Okay. So, I don't know if you want me to leave thoughts on this, or Robin, you wanted to?
No, you can, and I'll just holler out.
Okay. The areas that I had highlighted in yellow were the ones that I didn't quite know what information to put in. So that would take me to page 3, section 4.4, which is security deposit. Mm-hmm.
So just make sure in...
Are we requesting a security deposit?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
And then just make sure that when you do that term of lease, section 3,
section
the date's right there.
Oh, shall terminate on, so that should be a 7.
Section 3?
Term of lease, first sentence.
Shall terminate on, and it's not April 1, it would be
March 8.
It would be March 31.
April 1st? Yeah, March 31st.
Okay.
2027.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we did in the last one. Here.
March 31.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, I think there should be a security deposit.
And we're comfortable with that number?
Yep.
Okay, great. That's fine. So let me unhighlight that.
I'd like to see this one too when it's all.
Absolutely.
The strikeouts are gone and it's just rewritten.
Absolutely.
Well, once we go through this one today, it'll be super easy for me to just get you guys both of these.
Yeah.
Well, I'll finish this one up.
Oh, yeah, you can do this one. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, and then scrolling down to my next little area that I was unsure about. Oh, it was the tenant's insurance. So I'm on page 7 under section 9, insurance. And I, Mia shared with me the licenses that we have over at Sawyer Hall just to see what was listed in there. And I think, oh, you just sent those to me. You didn't send it to anybody else.
I didn't send it to you.
Yeah.
This seems pretty.
This was a little too heavy, crazy.
However,
or do you want it to be this?
Historical Society holds that same.
I was going to say, I think this was recommended. If this is what's.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Workman's comp? All of that?
That was recommended by council back when. I don't think we altered this.
It would be workman's comp if she was to hire anybody. Or hire a contractor.
Yes, because that's required by the laws. Well, the laws say if she's, you know, if she's just herself.
Okay, then she would know that
then
she
would
need the worker. Okay, so this will stand as written.
Yeah.
Got it.
And if she has any concerns about that, we can clarify it. But,
right.
You know.
Sure. And then just a few little paragraphs down, section 9.3, general requirements. I had this listed just to make sure we
have standard
stuff that we wanted to have.
Yep.
Okay.
When you get into section 11 right there next, that termination.
Yeah.
So shouldn't that be 11.1?
Yeah, these numbers are all a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll make sure they're okay.
That was because Jonathan's is still screwy too.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta fix that.
Okay,
I'll save that there.
it was in an old version of Word, so it, when it transferred.
Well, we may have taken things out at one time too, or something, like, but didn't catch the number change. Or...
Well, and every time I tried to change the numbers, the formatting from the old version of Word would catch it and put it
down.
Dealing
with that right now.
Yeah.
Issue.
I think I just got to copy and paste the language to a new document without the formatting.
And then I go down to page 11, the section that is 12.11. You'll see I have the word notice highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
This seems any notice relating to the premises, to the occupancy thereof, any notice required or given under this lease shall be in writing and shall be deemed duly served and sent by recognized overnight courier, mail, and certified mail, and all that. I mean, I guess we were advised to have this in here. So it's any notice. We have to be that stern. It can't be an email. It has to be some sort of major notice if we're saying you're late with payment or...
I think we could probably remove, because if you look back to 12.4 where we had double notice that I had caught in Jonathan's, I don't know why I think that must have been a mistake somewhere or in the template that we got from KP Law. But the first notice that has the strike through, whenever notice is required or given under this lease,
mm-hmm.
I think that language would be sufficient here.
But you're questioning the shall be in writing sent by
overnight
carrier,
certified mail.
The method for which.
I'm talking about the methodology of.
But then where it says any notice relating to the premises in 12.11, I think if you removed that.
Oh, you're just saying the wording, yeah.
If you removed that,
right.
You could negate having to do a written notice for anything other than.
So this default. Is specifically for the premise, like something about the space.
No, I'm saying that it's saying any notice pertaining to this lease. So anywhere in this document where it says notice shall be given.
Oh, is that what 12.4 is saying?
Yeah. So if it's saying by default, you have to notify the tenant that they've defaulted. Then they have 90 days to pay that. That's that written notice. So that's where it's saying any notice required by this lease would be a notice like that.
And if we don't do it, it just relinquishes our ability to
capitalize. Terminate the lease.
You have to, nothing can happen per the lease unless you do the notification.
And if it's not written,
you can't
are we saying,
enforce it.
So like if somebody didn't make their payment and you wanted to shoot them out a quick email, give them a reminder as the first,
that's fine.
Then we could see that. Yeah.
That's what I was going to think.
It just wouldn't be official.
Okay. Right. So are we saying we want the 12.4 notice or do we want the other one?
We could keep 12.11 and remove any notice relating to Irwin. And then just
have it start
with the language from 12.4.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Required or given, whenever notice is required or given under this lease.
12.4 wording. Okay. And then we roll into the Appendix A, which is on page 13. I don't know how you guys felt about that. You want changes? You want additions? You tell me.
I thought this was pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I mean, because the things we've talked about, obviously trash is a deal. We've talked about painting.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the soundproofing of the electrical devices.
Mm-hmm.
It's good at picking up about the custodial work.
Mm-hmm.
Repairs if they damage something and repair it.
Mm-hmm.
Floor protection, yes, that's good on all buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You address the classes that she wants to have, that's great, and keys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And utilities is addressed in the lease.
Yep.
When she can use the space is in the lease. I mean, everything else is in the lease,
mm-hmm.
standardized.
Mm-hmm.
So. Wrap it up.
Okay. Will, any little tidbits? Okay.
No.
So I'll put all the finishing touches on it. I'll zip it over to Mia, then she can send it out to everybody, or do I just send it out to everybody after I put all the finishing touches on it?
No, you can send it out.
Okay, so I'll send it out to y'all. So I also got an email from Valerie, just checking in. Her intention is to have a van filled with stuff from her storage place in Athol here on April 1. So she was just asking if we were still on target with her taking possession of the space by April 1st. And it sounds like we're in a good space to do so.
Will she be coming for a signing ahead if she'll be able to?
I'm assuming, I don't know.
Okay.
So, but as soon as we finish it off and we're all good, and then you send it to her, so she, you know, hopefully that can happen in a matter of the next couple of days, so she can see the lease and then we can kind of talk about next steps.
Okay.
I was hoping to get into Sawyer Hall today. I didn't. What is the status of the room?
Tim's gotten most of it out. I haven't been since he got most of it out, but he spent better part of Friday, almost all of Friday, clearing that out. Most of the boxes are all over here, if not all over.
So she says that she doesn't, it doesn't bother her if there's still some items in the space. She just needs to start bringing some stuff in because she's renting this van on this one particular day and doesn't want to have to rent the van a second day. And would it be okay if she could just start bringing her stuff in?
But there's definitely going to be plenty of room for that come April 1st.
Yeah. Okay. So we're comfortable.
If not now, but yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I got on this.
Great. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you to Mia. She's the one that took care of the bulk of the heavy lifting on this. She did a great job. She has an eye for this stuff. It's silly.
Historical Society, though.
Oh, yeah. You take it away, girl. Oh, is there an issue there?
So, Ned.
Yeah.
Historical Society has not paid rent from the day they had the office. I don't think that's anybody's really fault, but I did confirm that today. So, and there's no active agreement in place. It expired in October. Although I don't think the agreement was ever really active, given that rent was never paid. Do with that as you may. They will pay it.
I talked with you on the phone this morning. I think it was this morning.
Two days. Monday. Yesterday.
What?
Yesterday. We were confused.
Because the Historical Society is transitioning from Tom Lively as treasurer to Nate Peterson. And I wanted Meg to be aware that we've been paying rent, or so I thought.
I think so, everyone thought.
But what I heard from you, Mia, was that indeed there had been two payments of $600 for January 1 of 22.
No, I was saying that's what I was thinking. So when you called, well, okay, backstory. Lisa emailed asking for the agreements we had in place with Davenport and the Historical Society. In looking for those, I found that Davenport is indeed still active and will expire October 1st, 2026. Theirs was a 24-month. Historical Society's was a 12-month. So theirs expired October 1st, 2025. Prior to that, Ned had called me and said, do you know if there's a document that says how much we're supposed to pay a month or when the last time we paid? When I looked up in the computer, I had found a draft lease that had said initially somebody must have proposed that it be $600 every 6 months rather than $100 a month. So that's the number I had given you.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tom came in and gave me that check.
Yeah.
Then I found the documents for Elisa, which is then when I left you another voicemail that said, hold up, found another document, might be completely different, I'll get back to you. Then I called Dave, our accountant Dave, because I was trying to see if there was any incremental $100 deposits into any account that I wasn't aware of. He couldn't find anything. Then I talked to Chris, she didn't know anything. Only today, this afternoon, when I talked to Hilma, did she say, they've never paid. I never had a chance to track them down for it. And that's what I know. So I do have a check for $600 from Tom, and it sounds like they're very much willing to pay what they owe. But that's going to be something we have to...
And did I hear you say that you left a phone message saying that nothing had been paid?
I don't think I ever told you that anything had been paid, because nothing had been paid, nor did I ever think that anything had been.
I'm just trying to...
I left you a message.
I need to get back... Let me...
Yes.
Okay.
That's totally fine that you didn't get it. I was just telling you... Disregard what I just said.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure this out. I'll get back to you. So
okay.
You can consider this my getting back to you. They owe $1,200 a year's rent rate.
Well, you didn't
including
get
the check.
Yeah.
And need to sign another agreement.
That's through March.
Okay.
So keep it on the radar, I guess, and I'll work with them, and I can draft up a new agreement if we're good with that.
Definitely.
Good with that.
And Meg is great. I'm so glad that she'll be taking that on.
I'm glad now. I'll be even more glad when I know that the process of transitioning has been completed.
Yeah, great. Really good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Highway Department, discuss paving options.
That's a handout.
So yeah. An email. So,
I also printed it.
Oh, you did? Well, after the meeting last week, I couldn't really sleep. Usually, what happens? I rethink about things 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I send a note, which I did it the next day because we were having road issue. So I waited, but then I sent a note the next day or something like that. I wanted to really understand more about the differences in what was being proposed for the different roads. And, so I had reached out to Tyson, and Tyson was going to be meeting with somebody from Warner Brothers, I think, and then he was going to get back to me with some more information about the differences and processes. And then I hadn't heard this morning, so I reached out this morning and said, you know, I really wanted to talk about this tonight so we could keep moving forward. So that's when I got some information today, and I sent that off to everybody to kind of take a look at it. So the way things that were left at the last meeting, where there were two different processes taken, and we mentioned this, being looked at for the road finishes. Different for Coleraine Stage, then number 9, and Summer Stetson. And all three were being looked at with the same proposal to reclaim them. Because we know we need to do that, because they're in such bad shape. We want to make sure we don't just go over and then have problems very soon thereafter.
Right.
But Coleraine Stage, and I mentioned this because there is a heavier traffic use, was being looked at for a binder pavement to be put down first and then chip seal to go on afterwards. The other roads, we're not looking at that binder, and we're looking at what they call new chip seal work. And when I looked at the information that Tyson had provided about the cost per yard, I saw that the chip seal proposed for chlorine stage was one price, and that the new work proposed for the other two roads was a different price, much more money per yard. So I really wanted to understand that. So that was the premise of that was what was bothering me so much after the meeting and for the next day. And so the answers today, of which I've only gotten today, so I haven't really been able to completely understand them. So I got an answer this afternoon from Tyson, and he copied the person from Allstate. You know, he had reached out to the gentleman from Allstate, which is, what's his name?
Ryan.
Thank you. Ryan, so this afternoon when I saw that answer, I reached out to Ryan directly, and I only was just able to send that email to you guys right now.
Yeah.
Because I got it, you know, right before this meeting. So I guess, you know, I like the fact that I did ask this new, wasn't totally understanding this chip seal process on gravel, which is what basically would be happening, well, reclaimed material, basically, number 9 in Summerstead. I'm just not familiar with it, so I needed to understand it. In this last email from Allstate, you'll see that they gave us a list of some places this process has happened, some roads that's happened. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up. Because I asked this question. Oh, so local, let's see, new chip seal work over gravel. Most recent and local would be Wilmington, Vermont, Shear Hill Road. That was in 2024. Hinsdale in 24. And that Conway does it frequently with great success. I asked a little bit about the lifespan, 6 to 8 years.
Right.
And they sent, so you're now able to actually see a diagram that they sent, which is quite nice. So you get a little bit more information now about what the process is. So I am not familiar enough to say one way or another. It would be much more costly to go in with a binder, 2.5-inch binder, and then the chip seal like we're doing on chlorate stage to do that on number 9. I haven't had a chance to figure what that delta is, you know, what's that cost difference, but I will do that because I'll have to think through this again tomorrow after I read this again. I'm going to continue this conversation with Tyson. I'm feeling, after reading the email I received right before this meeting, that we're not being sold a product that they don't think will work. I mean, they're basically in the last paragraph saying that, you know, Allstate is saying that they're happy that we're reaching out, asking the questions, that we're involved. That this recommendation that is one that they're supporting based on trying to get decent work done on a road cost effectively. And that they wouldn't obviously throw it out there as an option if it's gonna fail, because they're not gonna wanna have to live with that, the fact that it failed.
Mm-hmm.
I do think what it sets up for is that it allows time to go by to build up your funds again, knowing that you'll probably have to go back at that road before 10 years are up and put another layer, possibly, of chip seal on there. I don't have a recommendation right now because I'm still learning. Yeah, well,
I've been doing a lot of thinking about this week.
Okay.
And I downloaded Chapter 9, Pavement Design of Mass DOT Project Development Design Guide. I also downloaded Local Roads and Streets Done Right from Cornell Local Roads Program. I'm familiar with that from my graduate school days. Basically, New York State having some of the same environmental conditions we have. But what really concerns me, if you go down number 9 road in particular, I know that 2 years ago, basically Jason Lively and I inventoried all the culverts and marked them, so we know where they are. And even at that time, we noticed some indentations in the road over the culverts, which could indicate a culvert issue, that it's rotting away, it's old galvanized steel or whatever. There are also some areas of that road that are always in the shade. They're in the north side of a hill. So being in the shade, they're usually wet, and that causes a problem. And it makes me wonder if there, in certain locations, aren't worse problems going on down below. And if you just go over it, you're just going to be, you're not really going to be taking care of the problem. And what
well, none of these options include just going over it. They're all
stripping down.
They're all reclaiming.
But it's a, okay, so it's reclamation. That's
yeah.
It's
FDR, every one of them. Yeah.
But are we, in that case, allowing for culvert? Do we have time to do culvert replacement?
That conversation we had with Tyson, and he said yes, he would be able to do the ones that he feels are necessary on number 9 road.
Okay.
We had that conversation last week when you weren't here,
yeah.
when he was here, and he did say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, as the liaison, if you want to follow up with him on that,
I will.
That's a smart, that would be a smart
I want to make sure we have inventory to do the culvert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Equipment.
Because I think he said there was. I don't want to say what he said because I just don't remember right now.
But there are also places where we get really bad frost heaves.
Yes.
And frost heaves can indicate something further down.
Right.
Has to be rust.
So one's about the spring.
Yeah.
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 Because I said that. You know, yeah, it's great if we want to try to tackle all three of these this year. It's, you know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently all states say, and Warner Brothers say, yeah, we can do it. But we just want, I had brought that up last week saying, you know, Tyson, are you guys going to be able to do what you need to before they show up? And he said, yes.
Because the other thing I looked at too, and this is, and I also had a conversation with the highway boss over in Northfield. Guy by the name of Tom Walker, he and I talked for about probably 45 minutes on the phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And well, basically, you know, my question to him was, okay, let's say you have this pot of money and you can either do the whole road, say number 9 for example, or any other road, you do the whole road and do a pretty good job, or you do it in sections.
Mm-hmm.
And have cold joints. And I said, what do you think of cold joints? He said, well, generally don't love them, but there are ways you can do it. And I researched that myself, in fact, found out the ways you can do it. The worst kind of cold joint is the one where you do one half, one lane, and you do the other lane later. This would be lateral,
mm-hmm.
or transverse cold joints. See, what I'm saying is you could pick the very worst parts of these roads, do them now, and do them right, and then come back next year, the
well, I think the question, agreed. And I think the question that we have to decide on, since both of all three roads are proposed with the reclaim, FDR.
Right.
And so we're saying, based on what everybody's telling us, that Corain stage, part of the reasoning was that has more traffic. So we're told. I mean, I don't really know what the traffic counts are on these roads, but that's what we're being told, that there's more traffic because it's a connection,
right?
Right. That the proposal is to do the binder and then do the chip seal on top. So in this, what we talked about last week was doing the binder this year and then doing chip seal next year when the next pot money comes, because we know that as long as we get the 2.5 inches of binder,
right.
we'll be good through until next year.
Right.
So I think that on Corain stage, we're doing the best thing we can do with the information we have.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, the proposal in front of us is number 9 road in Sumner Stetson are being proposed to still do the preparation, but then not to do the binder and just do this new work chip seal, which is the diagram that I sent earlier today. So I think the only question is, and I don't know that it's fully been answered in here, but I think there's a continued conversation, is what is the life expectancy it's 6 to 8 years for the new work chip seal that's going on top versus the binder with the 10% chip seal that's going on, 10% asphalt chip seal that's going on chlorine stage. So I can reach out and ask for what that price would be. Like, I'll respond to this now and ask them what is that delta for both roads separately, and then and what is the difference in expected life expectancy? Because I think what the question where it could come down to is, okay, well, maybe you'll be able to, maybe if we can afford it, we decide if we're going to get that much more expectancy to use the binder on, go that same route on number nine, but then have to wait for the chip seal for next year too. And maybe Sumner Stetson, I don't know, being not anywhere near traveled as much, maybe that is try the new work chip seal. I don't know. But let me find out those numbers. I'll find out the numbers if you want to talk to Tyson again just about the culverts.
Yes.
Because I can see if for some reason sub work can't be done before all states could come in and do the work, it makes sense to me to not try to push the whole road. But if he thinks he's going to have it ready for them and we can afford to do a technique for the whole road, then that's based on what everybody's saying, including Tommy Walker. No joint.
Yeah, so it'd be better than no joint.
Right, if we could do it.
Right.
And I think what it comes down to is what those numbers look like and what does the pot look like for next year. I know we still wanted to try and get some crack seal done on the roads that we're not replacing. We know number 8A is going to be looked at in a couple of years by the state, so.
I think the main crack seal fog line road was East Main Street.
Huh?
East Main.
Yeah, at Avery Brook should be looked at too, because we do have some cracks that are starting to show, I noticed.
And there's quite
a more
frost heaves on Avery Brook.
The sooner you catch it, the better you are, because that's what is the cracks let the moisture in, and then you get
driven
those.
Driven down the bottom of Dell Road, too.
Huh?
Dell Road, the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. So, excuse me. That's a lot of information.
A lot of information.
So I'm going to do another email tomorrow.
Good.
I feel better tonight than I did
Last Tuesday night
at midnight. It bothered me.
Well, and I should say, a person who should remain nameless, protect the innocent, showed up at my shop and told me how it should be done. And I said, well, how high do you want the tax rate to go?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we do have to weigh that in, right?
Yeah.
And I think that the delta of the price and how many more years, if the number of years is small,
mm-hmm.
if the delta's big, it kind of goes in a direction, right? Knowing that both of them can be gone over.
Right.
In the future. Probably. And I don't know, if somebody knows the difference between how many people drive on. I know Coleraine Stage is very busy. I don't know how busy number 9 is.
You get weird exceptions. I mean, this winter there was a big logging operation going on up at Cyrus Road. So we had a log truck, big log truck, going fully loaded down probably twice a day most of the winter.
Right, that's project related.
Yeah,
right.
That's an anomaly.
Barbara?
I think one of the points that Tyson made about Coleraine Stage Road that he felt was a deciding factor was that it's a major emergency access route.
That's what
I mean, beyond how much traffic there is,
right.
The kind of traffic that we count on it for is pretty critical.
It is. And that's why I don't think Coleraine Stage, I think that's a done deal. We're not touching that. The process that we're moving forward, I think it's just where's the best bang for our money on number 9 at this point.
Yeah.
And they just didn't provide that Yeah, but they will, because we're having a good communication back and forth now, so. Which is great, I love it. Thank you, Tyson, for starting it for me.
So what about any repair right out here on Jacobs Road?
So I'm gonna talk with Tyson about that. I know we still have bad weather. Maybe you could mention this, Will, if you're gonna talk to him. I mean, in the past, when we've had to, when the holes are so bad, this first temporary and then more long-term, they've come in and just done some gravel infill, even though it's gonna go away, we know it's gonna wash out, but right now it's pretty much,
it's horrific.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen, vehicle's gonna get damaged, or someone's gonna get hurt, or whatever. So they should come when they can. I know they got a lot on their plate, but someone should come over and at least pack some gravel into some of those holes the best they can. Like I said, I know it's gonna go away, but it's gravel under, and that's what they're packing it down onto at this point.
We just need something now.
And then we've gotta think about how we're gonna do that more long term. I think some of that is where these numbers turn out.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have to do patch.
Yeah.
But for now, they really, really should. It's dangerous at this point.
It actually is.
With all the traffic coming back. Okay. Good point.
Good point, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, thanks for getting into this, Robin. And it's a little overwhelming.
No.
Because I don't know jack about roads, but I'm getting educated.
Well, I'm getting educated too. Much more than I think I ever needed to be sometimes.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. It's like, did I really need to
know this? Did you need to know this? Did I really care? Really? You do now.
Thank you.
Bye, Ned. Are you leaving us?
I am.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, Ned.
Thanks, Ned.
Boards clerk, where do we stand with that?
So, did you get my message?
Tell me what you're going to say.
Let's see. I think I did.
You guys met?
We met. And I texted you kind of the question of, okay, well, how do we handle this? So
right now,
with us, it's the conclusion is, long story short, that our board's clerk would like to continue on for the Board of Health until the end of the fiscal year. She's able and willing to do that, and then come fiscal year, we can talk about the position and where we want it to go, how do we want it to do. But that is all that she is really available to do, is to serve as Board of Health Clerk. So my question was, all right, well, how do we proceed then? Do we accept her resignation as full Board Clerk and then rehire her at minimum, at a decreased number of hours, which she said 5 hours would do it for Board of Health. And then rehire her for that position. Because we have a letter of resignation in front of us, we have to act upon that.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless she retracted it.
Well, she's not gonna retract it.
She didn't.
Okay.
So there's nothing we could do that would change her mind?
Not at this time. You know, we just don't have the time.
We can accept it, and then we can create a temporary Board of Health Clerk position.
I think that's the cleanest way.
Until technically we should post the position.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna accept it, we should post it,
mm-hmm,
and see if there's anyone that's interested in taking it.
And she would need to reapply.
We should create a temporary Board of Health Clerk
right, from now
until the board's clerk position is filled.
Yeah.
I see.
At X amount of hours I mean, it's an 8 hour?
It's an 8 hour a week.
I'm looking at the job description right now.
I think we have to make, I wish I could remember back.
It doesn't have any sort of allocated hours.
No, but we would have had conversation about it. You know what? How we would have done it is there was a Board of Health Clerk prior that had so many hours.
Which then,
when
you when the position was changed into a board's clerk, as I recall, the amount of hours that were considered needed for Board of Health was reduced.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had a we had a conversation about this.
Oh, yeah.
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 I think we have to be, try to look that up, recreate that a little bit,
this
or at least
a
back.
Majority of the work will be assigned to support Board of Health, with some hours also applied for support to
right.
the conservation.
For some reason, I feel like it was 5 hours. I don't know why I think that.
That
we were allotting to it. I really do think that.
I think it had been eight.
Right.
I think it had been eight for Board of Health.
Sounding familiar to me. Yes.
And then it was sort of reduced to.
And then it's an hour per other board.
Because
mm-hmm. it's three other boards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I recall. But it's. It would be somewhere.
Right. So I would
minutes.
Be. I would be comfortable doing that on a temporary position, and you're going to have to post a job.
Mm-hmm.
The board's clerk.
Mm-hmm. Board's clerk. Prod job. Yeah. So okay. So we have a resignation. Do you want to make a motion to accept it? Let's at least get that. We have that on here.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have vote anticipated, right?
So I make a motion that we accept the board clerk's resignation letter. I don't know what the date was, Mia.
I don't have it in front of me.
You'll look that up, but with regret.
I second with great regret.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right, and now we're gonna vote to
make a motion
temporary.
Right, make a motion to create a temporary position for a clerk position for the Board of Health at 5 hours a week.
At whatever her rate is.
At whatever her current rate is, and extend that offer to
until the
end of the fiscal year or rehiring of another board's clerk. Is that right?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right, and then we'll have to post a job. And then, if she's interested in reapplying for the full job, and she has requirements, that's how that would happen.
Absolutely.
It would come out in the conversation.
Right, in that point, we can assist a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So, Mia,
yes.
When you're done writing.
Okay, that motion took a little more words.
That's okay. Can you send a note to CONCOM?
Good night, Bob.
Take
well, to
Bob.
Every board. To all four of them. Well, separately. Go to Board of Health separately, right? And just let them know that they have a temporarily filled
clerk.
Yeah, that's going to say it's going to go to Cindy for the 5 hours.
Yeah. And I'm not, that won't need a new job description. It would
no.
just be to fulfill the Board of Health.
Yes,
responsibilities of the board's clerk
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a note can go to ZBA planning and CONCOM saying that they are clerkless.
They're going to have to figure it out. Yeah.
You're clerkless until one is hired. And that we're posting the position.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, happy day. The next one I started talking about a little bit before. So we went back and forth before about this, the office assistant position.
Yeah.
And I think Mia was thinking that it would be good to have a little bit of a hand moving forward if someone was interested in applying for the position. Since we have it in the budget, the intention was to use it at some point in time. The thought was to go ahead and post for the job and see what happens.
Okay.
At the existing, what was budgeted rate, and was it 10 hours? 8 hours?
I think it was
10 hours. So she hasn't had any luck finding that posting from before. But I think we must have had one.
We have a job description. I can't find a posting. But I mean, it should be easy enough to write.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are you all good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to vote on that?
I make a motion that we post for the position of office assistant for a total of 10 hours per week at the rate that Mia will look up for us.
One second.
And I will second that motion.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Probably should have voted on the posting of the...
Board clerk.
Make a motion. Whatever it's called there, that other position we just did. Same thing, same motion, but board clerk?
But for, yeah.
Whatever.
For 8 hours.
Eight hours, for whatever the rate was, yeah.
So we'll figure out how to...
Second.
All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. And now we'll let Mia catch up with the writing.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, no problem. Because we can't go forward to the next one without you anyways.
What was the next one?
Mia. And Maya. Mia and Maya.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It was fun.
Keep writing.
It was a game, you're right. Sorry.
We're taking a breather.
Yeah.
This reminds me of one of my favorite shows, Love Boat. Love Boat.
Get out! Are you serious?
I love that show.
You know, they scrapped that ship like 10 years ago.
I used to watch that all the time.
I annoy everybody in the house. I walk around singing the song.
It's
hysterical.
I got Chloe. She comes out. She'll sing it after me. It's pretty funny.
Have you found reruns
really
for her to watch?
Perks. Kyle, what?
Have you found reruns for her to watch?
I watch it all the time because I have it on my Paramount or whatever I do or whatever they got me on.
Okay.
One of those things they got me on.
Wow.
Good. It's MASH. That made me think of
MASH. I get MASH too.
Definitely MASH.
I'm MASH too.
I think I'm on my 15th rewatch.
Yeah.
Definitely MASH.
No, I watch MASH too. But the Love Boat is, you know. Oh, and I like that other one, Fantasy Island.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
What about Bewitched?
We're flying into Cuba.
Oh, Bewitched.
I watch Bewitched every day. She knows I watch it every day.
I do too.
One episode a day.
Goodness.
I raised Tyler watching.
It's pretty sad,
isn't it? Forever's going.
That's
this
sad.
Is your select board.
And I'm in the Twilight Zone. There you go. Get the signpost.
That was
ahead.
A knee slapper. Oh my god.
I love Bewitched.
Which Darren do you prefer?
Original.
Yes.
Original. Absolutely. I preferred it with black and white.
Yes, that's fine.
I agree
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Part of the charm.
Yeah. Last week she was, Samantha was made the queen of the witches.
Oh, I love that. The gowns and the hat.
Okay, we digress. Back to.
You're also on tape.
Don't be concerned. You're really
video.
Okay.
You might have to skip that section.
Jesus Christ. What was in those cookies?
All right. Rewards.
Rewards. Mia, are you ready?
Maya.
Yeah.
Mia and Maya.
Mia and Maya.
Ready. I didn't bring my papers, but I have them ahead.
I bet you do.
Oh, I bet you
do. Oh!
What does MII stand for?
Massachusetts Interlocal Insurance
Agency.
Yep. Association.
Or association?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I made a guess, and I found a link to it. So
okay. So
I
it's our,
wanted to be assured.
Our risk management insurance. People.
I didn't know, or else I would have put it down.
And you guys had a meeting.
Yes, and it was awesome. It was very good. We kind of figured out that. We kind of figured out that getting rewards is kind of like a video game, in a weird way.
That's good. When
yeah.
do we start getting them?
We're gonna do some work to get there. So that's that email I forwarded to everybody
right.
with all of that million and one papers. Mm-hmm. Basically, you just go down this list and you're like, oh, I already do this. If I just send proof that I do this to Maya, then I get money off on my insurance premiums. And we just have to do that. If you look back in our files, Kara used to do a lot of this.
Yeah.
She was like huge on it. I found a ton of paperwork from that. It's over the years, it's just kind of gotten lower on the total pool of stuff to do. But there are some good things to review in there. I think it's gonna have to be something that we look at kind of and talk with a lot of these departments with though. It's gonna, like, we would have to have like maybe a meeting with Tyson, like one of the select board members and I.
Yeah, it was big for the highway department.
It's very big.
Police and fire, too.
Yeah.
There's like endless opportunity for us to accrue these
credits.
Credits, rewards that turn into money for us. I mean, Tyson can just do like a safety talk with the Jasons and document it, and we submit it into Deb, and poof, it turns into money.
I think they call it like a toolbox talk.
Yes.
Like he literally just has to make an agenda and have them sign it, and that gets us money.
But then there are also online trainings and so forth, and some of it is really interesting.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity, and Mia was so excited. She was highlighting all the things that we can do, and
it's like a summer project, because it's going to be like you have to meet with the department heads and be like, well, we can do this. Well, oh, no, actually, no, we can't, or we can do this. And there's a lot of questions, too, like some stuff as if we already do that or not.
Yeah.
But we'd have to talk about with department heads. And it really is the biggest thing is highway, police, and fire.
Yep, absolutely.
So would it be something, for example, if, you need to have a fire extinguisher in every highway vehicle, would it, that
I don't
be
think
example?
It went
not that,
that
one.
In depth. It was a little broader than that.
Okay.
It was more like, I'm trying to think of an example.
That should be a good one, though.
It would be a good one.
OSHA training.
That was another big thing.
There was a
if we're compliant
packet.
With that. And that was what I was the most worried about, I guess.
Well, when I have to be honest, I don't know where we stand right now, but it wasn't all that long ago when Jeff was there that we were pretty in compliance.
Okay.
Because we did a, we had somebody come. We had somebody come from OSHA and do a walkthrough with us.
Okay.
When Jeff was there.
So
there is documentation about that. So we just have to go back to that date and see how things have
and make sure that continued trainings have been happening.
Because we had a lot of, quite a few things we had to do where we were
out of
compliance or not fully in compliance. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we were terrible with anything, but there were some areas that we had to. Like we had storage up above and there was not a guard, so we had to put the guard there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think how we did it, I did this with Jeff actually, I forgot all about it. You know, we reached out and asked for a visit instead of getting a violation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we were proactive. And
that
exists.
I bet. Well, as far as the, I think OSHA stuff I was looking at was more of each individual person's training.
Yes, so there's that too. There's the
okay.
space, and then we talked about, and there was part of that too, but.
The cool part, we did find out though, that I know that I'm doing these meetings with Lexapol, and I did my first one. Maya offers all of that at no cost to us.
Well, that's,
yeah.
You know, it's funny, I was wondering that after the fact.
They do partner with Lexapol. The funny thing is though, is what they offer to us is actually through Lexapol. Maya just pays for Lexapol. So, we're probably going to end up having access to Lexapol's complete course catalog without having to pay for Lexapol.
Yeah, good.
It's right through Maya.
I think that's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a follow up meeting with Lexapol on Wednesday, but I think it's going to just kind of be a. They give me a quote and kind of probably never say anything.
Just say
to
thank
it.
You so much. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but lots of opportunity. And then there's that grant that we haven't applied for that we can. And it's just like money sitting there waiting for us.
Okay.
That can be used, right? Didn't I confirm this, that it can be used for fire department equipment?
It can. It could be used for fire department gear.
Yeah.
Problem is, you can't submit the application until July 1st, nor are you obviously guaranteed that money.
Right, but going forward,
it's
an opportunity.
Something to think about.
So yeah, there was a lot of exciting stuff.
Good.
And Deb was awesome.
She was
very
super
awesome.
Yeah, very helpful.
Great job.
Yep, that was good.
And we'll continue on. Heath Community Resource Fair.
They are very persistent. I have very many voicemails, and I'm willing to respond to them.
Okay.
When is it?
So it's April 18th.
Am I away then?
Oh, are you?
Not quite, but coming up.
I think it's.
That was in our mail. Again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which section is that in? Number one?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth one. The fifth document.
No, you're not gone yet.
Thank you.
14th
you're welcome.
Page.
Just want that on the record.
I was concerned that.
Stop.
I'm going to start numbering the mail packet pages. Why don't I do that right now? I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So
actually, page 14.
Okay, all right, so what is it that we would do?
That's what my concern was too.
So, all right, I'm reaching out to let you know the plans are underway. We've got this Heath Community Resource Fair with fun for all ages on April 18th from 10 to 1.
Can I have a code red sign up? That was the only thing that I've
Right, you and I had talked about that, and actually Board of Health had talked about it, and I said, oh, I think, you know, I had already thought about doing that, so that's easy. And actually having a laptop right there and
yeah.
there and right doing it.
Outside of that, though, I don't have any ideas.
We could advertise, it's kind of weird timing for this, I was going to say, and I don't remember where we are right now about committees, whether there's open slots on different committees. Actually, it's not bad timing for the ones we appoint, because then our appointments would be coming up. So we could advertise the committees that have openings
mm-hmm.
in preparation for our appointments.
We could.
What else do we do? We could simply answer questions, I guess.
That was the biggest thing I was thinking about, is just having one of us there to...
Kind of like Paul Martin's office hours.
Yeah.
The office hours, you can drop in and say, hey.
Right, got a question, where you know, some one of us is here for that.
I think we have to be careful about, you know, what type of, if they're questions that need any type of further discussion, we'd have to bring them to the board.
Of course.
We could
of
have
course,
like
but,
a... Right.
But just, you know, eye contact in person,
yeah.
just, hey, I was concerned about this. Great, let me.
So we basically would just be sitting there.
Who wants to sit there? It sounds like I have to sit with you because town coordinator was
you'll
a separate
be,
thing.
You'll be town coordinator.
I don't know what I offer that you don't offer.
I mean, I'd be happy to be there.
I could be there too.
It's kind of,
I
mean, kind of stuff that I do, I enjoy. But.
Well, there's no reason why we can't all be there. We're not deliberating or anything.
Right,
yeah,
that would be a lot of fun.
I think that would be it could be a select board field trip. Out to the atrium.
I mean, how often do they...
All right, just tell them we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
How often do people actually get to see us all together?
Yeah.
In an informal...
Oh, I was going to say, they get every week right now that they come and see us.
It's
I've been asking. Where are they?
It's a little
Where's
different.
The masses?
It's a little different. Informally.
Where are you
all? Tuesday, drop an hour.
Barbara and Pat.
Informally.
What?
What?
She's
here,
but...
I'm not going to be giving you any props anymore if you're not listening to them.
Come on, it'll be fun.
I have a job already.
What's your job?
Parks and Rec.
She's doing pickleball demonstration.
Yeah pickleball and badminton.
All right.
Ping-pong.
We were going to come up on Monday, but today got crazy.
What's the snacks?
I know.
I saw that on there. It says that.
Snacks?
What's
snacks?
I wonder
it's
if Dan's bringing his crumb cake.
So, okay, so that's what that is. So go ahead and respond and let them know select board's going to be there.
It'll be wonderful.
It'll be fun.
All right, code red alerts, not delivering.
They literally just said, that'll be another thing. We need to get the message out there that it's not us. It's people's phones. They're either, he had a list of things in that email, I don't know, mail list.
Yeah, that's in mail too.
I saw it, but it was the first thing in mail too. List of reasons why people aren't getting them.
Actually, in our mail.
Here it is. Their phone is off or not connected. They may be signed out of service, or the device may be powered off.
Or, yeah,
do not disturb.
In my mail, it's the last document.
Yeah, it's not
well, it's the first
one.
Document in the second packet.
No, it's not. The last document in the second packet.
Oh, you know what I did then? Do you want to know how I made the mail list?
What?
I scan through, and then I go like this.
We figured it out. We're
too
good.
Okay.
Their phone is off or not connected. They may be signed out of service, or the device may be powered off. Do not disturb is enabled. Device could be blocking the call. Network issues.
Incorrect settings.
Incorrect settings.
Call forwarding or other device settings may be misconfigured.
So I guess folks would have to check all that and then let us know if they're still having an issue.
Well, I'll have to go if this keeps happening. I mean, they said, I sent them, I think for each two alerts that we sent out with a new system, mm-hmm. I sent them the alert ID so they could look at those specific alerts, and I gave them each 6 examples of phone numbers that were undeliverable that I knew from hearing from people mm-hmm. were undeliverable. Not that just showed up as undeliverable. So I gave them those. They said for all 12 of those specific phone numbers, one of these was the reason that they were undeliverable. So if we send out another one and this keeps happening, then we keep having them look into it. But,
well, and I mean, are these people just signed up for a phone call?
Yeah.
Then maybe they should sign up for another, until we get it sorted out, another method of delivery of the message, which is either an email or a text.
Or there's also the, I can have it keep calling people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an option of if we want to be that annoying or if we feel that whatever it is that important. You know what I mean?
But then we never know if they, well, I guess we do. Anyway, we can talk. Me and I are going to get together on Friday to talk about Code Red. Assistant administrator on it, so I can figure out the whole system and so forth. But we can talk more about it if we want.
Barbara?
Mia, the numbers that it didn't go to, are they local numbers? Are they 337? Are they Heath local
yeah.
numbers? So one of the
Some
things.
Some of them. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things. If people have UMA now. There's different settings for, they may be getting kicked back as spam calls.
It's probably UMA. It's UMA.
It could be, that's what I'm wondering.
No, seriously, it's gotta be. Because the majority
and there are different
really
settings. Honest. When you have UMA, you can adjust the sensitivity of, you can even just block that you're only going to have calls come through from the numbers that you pre-approve.
Mm-hmm. So people probably have this like area
they may
phones
have,
and stuff?
They may have privacy set up that they're only receiving numbers through UMA for these people, these specific numbers. And then the next level of being open, there's just different screening levels that you don't have exact control over, but it's like, how sensitive do you want it to be?
Oh, that's gotta be this.
And this is a number from like North Carolina, I think it is. Or South Carolina.
Because I didn't even know that existed, but I did have to call somebody at Heath. And the number.
It wouldn't accept your call.
It has a recording. Well, the person had a recording that basically said, if you're not my friend or family, then you're not able
you know
to
what?
Call.
Exactly.
Basically, I mean, it was, that's
exactly.
It was.
And
yeah.
I've had to add, you know, requests, the people I know, add my number so that I can get through to them.
So when you signed up for UMA, you kept your original phone number.
We did, yes.
That was an option for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
This may be easily solved for them.
Then that
the
could
case.
Be it.
So I don't know.
I can choose
could be
what
UMA.
Number
She's
got to
be a little bit
people.
Less strict. Mm-hmm.
I can have the town office number be the number that shows up on your machine. So
you
unless
can.
You've blocked the town offices from calling you,
mm-hmm.
then...
Well, but it might not just... It might not be a matter of blocking. It might be a matter of that you're not included on their permissions.
Well, then
specifically.
That would be on them. But
right.
if it's trying to block spam, it would be more likely to block a random number from North Carolina.
No, it isn't. Because
are you getting it with UMA?
I'm getting it.
Oh, on your cell?
On my cell. It's not coming through.
Did you unblock it on your UMA list?
No, because I'm getting it.
So you didn't worry about it, right?
I didn't
but
worry
that,
about
so
it.
That could be it.
That's
but
why I'm bringing it up.
How
yeah, that could be something.
A thing, though, because the reason why I chose the phone number that it's coming from now is because that's the phone number that it always came from. They gave me a few different suggestions when they walked me through the program, and they said you can either have it come from this number, which is now our number, or this other number, which used to be the number that all Code Red alerts came from. That way, if anybody does have permission set up, that would stay the same. Or you can do it from your town office number, if that would be something you wanted to do, or you can do it from any other number in the universe, but.
I mean, there may be more than one reason why these aren't going through, but I think the whole UMA sitting, setting could really, it might answer a lot of them.
That might be a big chunk of people.
Exactly.
That don't know that they may even have the setting on or be thinking about it to that level.
Exactly, yep.
So anybody's listening, if you have UMA, check your settings.
Check your UMA.
Check your settings and.
Are you still doing setting on your line?
Not right now.
Oh.
Comes and goes.
Because we had it, you have to unplug the UMA and plug it back in.
I don't have UMA, so this isn't an issue.
Oh, it's not an UMA thing for you then? Oh, it's not spilling.
No, this is just a Verizon thing for me. I know, it's been going on for 20 years.
Oh, okay, talk to Billy. Okay, so.
What's that?
We'll continue to problem solve that.
Great, great. Public comment, Pat? Barbara? Public comment, Pat?
Wait, you skipped over new information.
Oh, yes, Coleraine, sorry.
Oh, I don't have any, I put that on there hoping that I would get some.
Table.
See?
So who were we waiting for, just for them to work?
Anything from Diana, I mean, after we talked about it and I sent the email back saying like, yay, we're so happy, we can't wait to move forward, let's set up a time to meet about this. I haven't heard any comments. Other than bad things for other people, but it's not official, because I don't know if that's true.
Okay. They're working on it. No public comment? No.
Well, I can say that, I did get feedback on the rearrangement and how much better the audio, I had said that to you earlier, but I didn't say it publicly.
There you go.
So much appreciation from that person.
Yeah, I got that too.
And I will tag team on that and say, tonight, we had to, upgrade the software. There was an update. So this is the first recording with the update and everything looked very different. And I did test it at home, but we'll have to see how things are on this recording.
Okay, all right.
The settings appear to be the same, but I, you know, until we have proof in the pudding.
The last 8 hour, 5 hour meeting was a nightmare for upload. Thank you for your help. I haven't gotten to putting them up there, but there are two that are okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to wrap this up soon, so we're
not
there.
Very soon.
Mail. So in part one, email from a concerned citizen about the dirt road conditions, and you know, the highway department's working on that best they can. It's going to continue, it's going to crop up again, but, and you responded. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, she did a good job.
You know, people are, feel free to reach out if you feel like you got an issue, and if you think it's being overlooked, you should reach out, but also got to understand that there's a lot of roads that this is going to affect, so we'll keep doing the best we can. Definitely a safety issue if you can't go on your road, so we know that, and let us know if you have problems. Coleraine ambulance contract, we've talked about that. Broadband, no loan information, we've got that in the budget, talked about that. The printer copier quotes.
That was still the one we looked at last week.
Right.
Just now we know that Coleraine's is not cheaper.
Mm-hmm. So, at some point we got to decide.
And Bill just sent me this little packet right before the meeting, so I just wrote it down. I didn't ask for it, you just sent it over. Looks fancy.
Okay. So I guess somebody, I mean, we just, the big decision is lease or own.
Yeah, and
buy
which one?
Or lease, right.
I mean, we know now that Corinne leases. We just know that their lease isn't cheaper than this. It's actually more expensive. In the long run.
Anybody have any thoughts?
So
anything you want to share?
Oh, go ahead, Will.
The nice thing, I guess, when I think about leasing, the nice thing about leasing is eventually you can get rid of it easily and get something else.
I was just gonna ask that question.
Because, you know, like any, I don't know how much it's like a computer, but obviously when you, the longer you're on a computer, the more obsolete it gets, and the more it's just, so, from that standpoint, I think leasing is better, like, cost-wise, I don't know.
I forgot to get quotes without a stapler.
All right, close enough.
So, yeah, I'm assuming that if we lease something, it would be a new model, a current model.
They're demo models.
They're demo units.
He says they work just fine and that they're.
On that proposal, if you read it, if those are demo units.
Oh, I see it right there, demo unit.
It's like 30,000 pages or something.
Yeah, so if we went into a 60-month lease, that's a lower rate. So what if the thing dies during the lease? I said, you know, I'm just wondering what the protocol is, if they would then replace it with something else.
I believe that's part of our service. That would be part of that rental contract. I mean, that would have to be something that we review as part of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't ask him that question.
Well, if you're going to reach back up to, I think it sounds like the thought is leasing.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes the most sense, because you can say current.
Right, and then maybe ask Bill, you were going to ask him if he has a unit without a stapler anyways, mm-hmm. right? And I'd ask him if he has a recommendation between, because these are demo units, does he have a recommendation 36 or 60 month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the price isn't that different per month. Overall for a year.
Right. Do we know what year that one is?
Old.
Old?
I don't know. I've been hearing about it for years.
Okay.
That I know, but I don't know.
It is getting.
But he'll be able to tell you that.
I've noticed it now.
Yeah, he can tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe as you're looking at the prices, maybe it's the, I don't know, print copy scan bags, demo unit, black, color. I mean, if we can swing it, I think color is a good option to have.
Yeah.
It's helpful, as long as you can control it.
Right, he said you can password protect it.
Definitely.
So we can see.
Because if not, people
have,
just are printing everything in color without even knowing.
Right. Well, the problem is all these departments are buying individually their own HP ink, which is like $100 a cartridge and only gives you like 50 pages.
Crazy.
I just feel like this isn't cost effective.
Mm. You know, so that, I mean, my gut instinct tells me that second one.
Yeah.
Unless there's really an issue with the timing, but I can't imagine that.
I'll ask him what our current one is, copies per minute.
Okay.
I don't think it's 30.
And then we'll have to
okay.
just make sure that our budget, once we get this done, and once we know what we're going to do with our IT, what that's going to cost us, we just got to make sure we wrap it into that
mm-hmm.
technology line. That's fine.
Perfect. Have it down.
Community resource, we've already talked about that, the fair. Short-term rental advertisement.
Yeah, that was from Rebecca Sampson.
I haven't had a chance to really read this.
I can put it in next week's mail again.
That would be good. Please.
And maybe some more information. I don't know where it is that they want to advertise.
They said, we're hoping to move forward with a short blurb at some free venues. Key Facebook page, local elementary school newspapers in the coming month. Oh yeah, I see what you mean. I think they're kind of, it sounds like they're kind of looking for ideas from us too. So like they have their ideas about freeways, and they're not asking for any money because they do have a little bit of.
Right.
That's true. That's right. They are.
I mean, I don't have a problem with advertising. The more I look at this, I didn't get a really chance to read this.
Yeah.
I think the question was, how do we like the? I'm not.
The way they want to
description.
Advocate.
I think it's fine. I mean, what?
I didn't. Nothing stood out to me when
no.
I read it.
So if they're just looking for the, okay, can we advertise? Well, yeah. Right?
So,
I mean, we've talked about this.
It looks like that's all they want.
Now that I'm reading this.
For doing advertisement, like on All Around Heath, a flyer is always better than all of this text. Or an eye-catching flyer. But... I can get with Rebecca about that.
I can shoot her an email back then. We'll put it on next week's. I'll just say they're fine with you using either one. Or we can talk to Lisa about All Around Heath. And
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Perfect.
The 2026 DLTA tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where they receive some funding, the FERCOG. And these are...
Yeah, Is this all we get for announcing their award? How does that work?
I have to say I don't know.
Okay.
Because I have to say I'm excited to see this.
Yeah.
Well, don't we then have
this top one?
I mean, I'm interested. Do we have to reach out on all of these?
I don't know.
So I think that's what,
it
I think you
like
gotta
it.
Respond back and say, we're pretty much interested in everything.
Especially the roadways.
Well,
speed
I thought
tests.
That's what our application was.
Right, well, I think now this is saying, okay, well.
We got the money for these.
Right, so these are all the ones out of
yes,
what everybody asked for. Now you have to say, yeah, I really do want to be.
Oh yeah, let us know if you would like assistance. Oh
yes.
No, never mind, that was for a specific one.
Municipal training.
It just says they're available to do these things.
Right. I mean, planning board should be reaching out to Allison Gage for model bylaws for solar and battery storage.
Exactly.
Isn't this something that the planning board wanted to do?
Yes.
There is an opportunity right there. Assist with model bylaw implementation.
Exactly.
So I'll just put a little pass this along note, and then, I don't know, the rest of it would be if we're interested.
I mean, we want to hear everything. Unpaved roads assistant? We asked for this one. This is one of the ones we asked for, right?
I think we were trying to get it geared towards paved roads.
All roads? Roadways speed test.
I like that.
That is an option.
We want that.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I think that there's lots of roads that we want it on. We want it on Avery Brook Road. We want it on 8A. We want it on
number nine.
Well, right now you can't go too fast on number nine.
Yeah,
or on portions.
Or on
Coloring
Stage.
Because
you bottom out.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I mean, we are agreeing to move forward with both of those roads. So I don't think we have to do those. But we really should... for our own sanity, know some of these other ones.
Okay.
The road's coming. I don't know how many they'll give you. I guess that's a question.
Yeah.
Does it get to move around? If it gets to move around. I think we did this once in the past.
I think it moves around.
So I'd like that.
That's Brian Clary.
Municipal training workshops.
And
I'd like to know about it. Oh, so that's, they're just gonna let us know. The 5th Wednesday and training workshops. Regionalized services.
That's just all kind of ongoing.
Yeah. Rural advocacy. They're just advocating. One-stop grant application assistance.
I was looking at that.
Yeah, so that's been on my to-do list to look into that grant.
Okay.
I know a little bit about it.
Which 20?
A lot of it is very environmental focused. But the One Stop has numerous different kind of branches. There's like a solely environmental branch, and then there's like a economic development branch, and then there's...
Well, we won't make the first one.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all one. is it an expression of interest period right now?
Oh,
full
for,
application period
yeah,
is
yeah.
when you're on. I don't think we'll make the environmental branch of
no.
it. I think that deadline's earlier. The other two would probably be more applicable to us anyways. I just haven't had a chance to look into what they are yet. But I will have more time coming up here, so.
I mean, I don't think it hurts us. Like I said, we definitely, planning board should be involved in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it hurts us to listen to the West County EMS sharing. I think we should listen to everything.
Yeah.
Unpaved roads assistance, the speed test, and the rest are just in process.
And I already got on that EMS sharing list.
Okay.
So that's,
yeah.
That we had somehow gotten off of.
Okay. All right. Great. The next is, I don't think, this is just an FYI, right?
I don't know. I couldn't really, she didn't put any words in her email.
This next one about a proposal, Senate proposal. No, who's, did this come?
It's kind of asking for people to express their dissatisfaction with the proposal.
Well, is this a us?
This is from Betty.
To us?
Well,
oh, she was forwarding this. Oh, okay.
With no
right.
recommendation, though.
She didn't put any words in herself.
No.
I mean, that would be helpful if the tax collector who's sending it to us could make a
say,
recommendation.
I would like to request that the select board put in a letter of
yes.
dissatisfaction.
I would.
Yeah.
Common sense is going to tell me that.
Yeah.
That's her position.
Well, and she forwarded this a while ago, and it's only just ended up in this mail, and she didn't send anything else, so. I had heard about that, because obviously if you're not able to collect delinquent charges, then what's the incentive of even paying your taxes in the first place?
Right. Exactly.
Can we?
I don't think it'll. It sounded like there's already a very large amount of dissatisfaction with that proposal.
Well, should we be writing a letter?
Normally, when stuff like this comes, there's like a letter that everybody just takes and
that's
puts it on their letterhead.
That's why I wonder if there is, though. You know, when you forward a message, it gets rid of attachments.
Right. So maybe you should
follow
ask for
up
that.
With Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one, oh, is the animal inspector, so we're going to
yeah.
follow up on that. Okay, that's the end of part one. And part two.
Mostly FYIs.
Code Red, we've talked about the regional opioid settlement matching grant for summer camps. That's just an FYI. Janamine, the local repair fix-it event that happened at Tech is happening again.
And
plus they're trying to do a local.
They've been, now they have a day, they're meeting, I want to say like 10:30 in the morning on Monday in Buckland about this.
Really?
I hate to be, to say this, but I don't have time to go to Buckland for a fix-it event right now.
No,
I don't know about you guys.
We don't have to do that one.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
I know Pam from Buckland was going to be there, but that's because they're hosting it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. But there's that, you know, that you have that email in there about the traffic counting program, so we got to
yes.
respond to that one right there.
Well, I think that's separate from the speed one. Do you want to
oh,
do traffic
yeah,
counting?
That's a different, that's another whole thing.
Yeah. That's just seeing how many people drive the road, which goes back to the point of the Ryan guy from Allstate's construction of how many people actually do drive your road. But we
and they
just do that a while ago.
They do speed counts too.
They do?
Uh-huh.
We
well,
actually,
confusing.
Yeah, it says that in speed counts.
We did that in number 9 road a couple of years
well,
ago.
Well, yes, that's what I said. I think
number,
we did it someplace else too. That's
yeah.
why I think they moved
to
around.
To apply for grant.
Right. You should probably that. Just make sure this one's different than what they're mentioning on the other one.
Okay.
Because they could just be showing it to us differently.
Right.
Reports of vehicle speeding statistics that can help you assess citizens' concerns. So this might be that same one.
It probably is.
Just being titled different.
Well, yeah, and the other one was specifically because we applied for DLTA assistance.
Right.
Not every town might apply for DLTA assistance.
Right, that's true. And then 2DAT update, some FYI for you to read. Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, got a bunch there. Director's report, annual report, processing fees, and the recycling dividend program.
Still haven't gotten quotes.
Still waiting for quotes on the...
Oh, on the platform.
Quite frankly, every time I look up platform, wheels, transportation, bin, I can't...
Can't find anything. We're probably going to have to build it.
Yeah.
It's my guess.
Or I'm going to have to reach out to other transfer stations, which then... I feel like Tyson probably should
work on that. Correct. All right, that's mail. Anything else?
Other than meeting signatures, no.
Yep. And then, so next week's meeting...
Start at 4:30?
Yeah.
So how many things do we have for next week?
Finishing up this budget stuff, warrant stuff, to get those drafts, like final drafts to the FinCom.
Yeah,
that's the majority of it. Oh, and an appointment with Franklin Land Trust.
Oh, Liam?
Yeah.
Is he coming?
He's coming at 5. He is proposing some project that the Franklin Land Trust is working on. They want to buy land or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know the history there, so it was in last week's mail to make an appointment with him, and then we didn't get to it, so I just made an appointment.
Okay.
Wait, that's not the same. Is this the same situation with the emails that we had gotten a couple weeks ago? That was something else.
That was Fish and Wildlife.
Fish and Wildlife,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Different thing. All right, so
motion?
We're going to sign some
stuff.
Or and you want to make a...
I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 9:05 p.m.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.